Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Carlo Barone of WCBI Sports. Now, get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Carlo Barone here with you on a Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. Appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. If you're not in Starkville or Tupelo, like Carlo isn't right now, you can always just get it delivered. You can have it sent right to your door, strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that...
Beef!
Ooh, that was good.
That
is what's for dinner. It was what was for dinner last night. I was able to pull off the charade, though. The kid eating. She's eating the.
Oh, it worked.
Yeah, she's. I was like, "Did you like that?" Yeah, deer.
Oh.
She's like, and she just went, "It is." Yeah. Oh,
she
was cool. She was cool. She was cool. But
I would go back on and be like, "This."
I'm going to tell you this: the beef was better than the venison.
I could have told you that.
It was better. So it was fun to conduct that experiment. With that being said, I'm craving a cheeseburger. I may go grab one after we get out of here tonight.
Best burger place besides best burger place in Starkville that's not like sit down.
That's not like fast food burger?
Yeah, I guess you could say that. Yeah.
There's not like a high end. We don't have like an In-N-Out or a Whataburger or anything like that. You're like choosing between Hardee's, Wendy's, Burger King, and McDonald's. You know,
do they have Five Guys down here?
Yeah, they have them in Mississippi. They don't have one here in Starkville.
Okay,
there's one in Oxford, I think. I'm pretty sure there is.
You go to Oxford a lot. Good town.
It's fine. It's fine. Yeah, I go to Oxford more than I'd like. I'll put it that way. I preferred when I was on the once every 2 years plan, but now I'm not on that anymore. Anyway, I am on the eat beef for dinner plan. Probably going to do that tonight as soon as we wrap up here. We're doing a later version of the rumbling. So if you got a question in before 6 o'clock p.m., you're good. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for. Everything maroon and white, everything Mississippi State. You can get it right there at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area, originally by Fleet Feet, followed by the Half Shell. Or shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Probably a little late for online shopping for Dad on this one, but if you're in the Jackson area, still time to go get Dad a great Father's Day gift by shopping at College Corner. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only are they going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. Well, you want to get them from a banker that shows you respect, that knows you by name, not just by your account number, a banker that's going to treat you with the kind of service that you want to get only at Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. It is Rumblings Day here on the podcast. Carlo started off like, we got some interesting questions, and I was just like, buddy, that's every day. That's every week we do this. We get some.
I'm a bit weirder, like when the guy submitted the "I can't poop for 2 weeks" one question or something.
What I would say is that's the weirdest question we've ever gotten for now. For now, could be weirder ones down the road. The rumblings are brought to you by our friends over at Paul Davis Restoration. When disaster strikes, you need a name you can trust. Paul Davis Restoration is here to help you recover from water, fire, mold, and storm damage 24/7. Their expert team provides fast, professional service to restore your home or business to its original condition. But they don't stop at restoration. They offer property improvement services to make your space better than ever. Paul Davis Restoration, because your recovery and property improvement are their priorities. Give them a call at 662-769-7285. Let them bring your property back to life in Starkville, in the Golden Triangle, or in Tupelo. You can call Paul Davis Restoration. All right, let's just get started here. I don't have it pulled up for the spot that we need here.
Rookie.
I don't know what to tell you. Where's where is it here? There it is. Okay. First question. I hope you guys can hear the sound here. Let me make sure Twitter's not muted here.
Let me hear it real quick. I
All
need
right.
to.
Brick Thomas, what food made you have this reaction
I
growing
believe
up
that's
as a
correct. I
kid?
need to double check.
Ready?
One, I need to. I'm listening to the sound. Give me one
Here we
second.
go. Well, I've got the sound. I'll just play it through here. Here
Okay,
we go.
play it.
Oh, that's what I believe. That's correct. I need to double check that. But now Florida sits at one. Oh, that's what I believe. That's correct. I need to double check.
First off, that's Robbie Falk on the thing there, who's no longer with us,
No
obviously.
longer with us.
I don't know. I have no recollection of what that discussion was, but obviously he was disgusted by it. So that's the question. What food disgusted you as a child, Carlo Barone?
Ooh, as a child,
Yeah.
I would say broccoli and eggs.
Eggs?
Actually, forget broccoli. I can eat that sometimes. Eggs and peanut butter, in my mind, are foul.
Hold, please.
Now, yeah, can I please
Is
give me
there
a
a
chance?
comma?
Yes.
It's not eggs and peanut butter. It's eggs,
No, they're
comma,
separate.
and
Like, I
peanut. Okay. But say it's like if you're putting peanut butter on your eggs, that's it. You're out.
you got a
You're
bigger issue.
done. I'm no longer having you on the show.
No, I don't like eggs and I don't like peanut butter. Now, with that being said, peanut butter is just a texture thing because I once had a spoonful of it. It was way too big and my mouth is
What about
just.
crunchy peanut butter? Do you do that?
I don't like any of it. I
Okay.
don't like any of it. It's a little too sweet for me too.
So do you?
Now, Reese's. Yes. Yes.
What was that word again? Just to be sure.
Reese's.
There you go. Yeah, that's a different
That.
kind of the texture of Reese's peanut butter is not the same as peanut butter.
Yeah.
I love peanut butter. I eat it like 2 or 3 times a week.
Now
You
the
think
eggs.
you would like it? You think you're a gym bro? You think of the protein? You get the gains from the peanut butter. I don't like it. I don't like eggs either though. So
Jim Bro has been said on Thunder Lightning.
it's what you
Wow.
are. I don't like eggs. The thing that would have made me like that as a kid. Honestly, like black-eyed peas. I don't like black-eyed peas. I know it's a very
Wow.
southern. My southern card may get revoked on that one, but I just like the smell of them. I don't like beans and peas and stuff. I'm not a big fan.
Not a beans guy either,
Yeah.
except for Price Chance. Big beans.
Again, though, beans high in protein. You think you'd be a fan?
No, they're
Okay.
foul.
So no beans on eggs is what you're saying.
No,
Okay.
I
Very
no,
good.
I'm not going to Britain and doing the beans on toast thing. I'm
Very
good.
good. Ryan Reynolds, the actor. Your wife is out of town with the kids for 5 nights. Do you try to get all your house chores done the first night so you have nothing to do the rest of the week? Or do you space it out the whole time she's gone? First off, what are house chores?
You
You think,
know,
are you telling me my wife left me a to-do list?
I
Screw that. I do enough.
he's talking about sweeping, mopping, cleaning the
I will just
toilet,
clean up after myself
flossing.
as I go. I'm not gonna like let the dishes pile up until Friday. I'll wash the dishes each night and all that.
Well,
But like,
there's the answer to the question.
yeah, what do I gotta sweep? What am I dropping on the floor? Like, what are we talking about here?
You know, you have a few beers, maybe you drop something.
Eh.
Eh?
I don't drink at home very much. If I drink, I'm out in public. If you will.
Big drinker over here. Big
Huh?
district guy right here.
I'm not
I've been
saying.
out with you one time in the district.
How many times have you invited me out? Is the real question. That's the actual question. Because I'm 50 years old with a wife and 2 children.
Yeah, you need an
I
appointment for it. I get it.
I don't just, get up in the morning and say, "Hey, I'm going out to the district tonight to get hammered." I got to have an invite.
Me neither.
No, you're different though, because you live near the district and you're young. And so going to the bar is still a thing that you do. So all you gotta do is call your friend Hey Dad sometime or text him at like noon and be like, "Hey, you wanna go out and grab a beer tonight?" Sure.
Okay. Done deal.
So yeah, so you got no one to blame but yourself there, buddy. Let's see here. The ghost of Banner M, our friend Steve Mormon says, "Can you please name your top three supporting characters in any show or movie? And you have to think about what the show would be without them, or would the show even make it?" Mine in no particular order. Paulie Walnuts from The Sopranos, Kramer in Seinfeld, and Frank Barone, and Everybody Loves Raymond. He's got a Barone in there. That's your great uncle.
Yeah, there's so much relation.
Kramer for sure needs to be on there, in my opinion.
Definitely.
I'm gonna go with Omar from The Wire.
Yes, I have seen The Wire.
Omar is, in my opinion, the greatest quick character in television history.
You
I
can't
love
leave him out. You, yeah. Yes, I agree.
Omar would be in there, and then I'm gonna go. I love Paulie. I love Paulie from The Sopranos. Don't get me wrong. Love him. I was never a big Everybody Loves Raymond guy. Although I will say that Frank and Marie remind me a ton of my dad's mom and dad. Like they are the same people. It's good. The only difference was they're Italian and they were Lebanese. Mine were Lebanese. That's the only difference. So instead of lasagna, it was kibbe. It was just you know, same thing. But I'm gonna put Gustavo Fring from Breaking Bad on there.
All right, I'll go with the first two.
Okay.
I'm gonna switch it up a little bit.
Mm.
I think either Stewie from Family Guy or Roger from American Dad. I mean,
so like, can
they
we,
say some horrible stuff.
Stewie has almost become the star of that show.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like in reality, like the supporting character would be Quagmire. Quagmire.
Oh, I see what you're saying. That
Quagmire is a great supporting character, though.
He's so weird.
I wish I could do. I wish I could do an impression of him. I can't. I can't. Giggity. I can't. That's all I can give you. That's all I have. I can do Cleveland. I can do Peter, but that's all I got. So,
yeah, I agree.
Cleveland, they tried to give a show to, and it didn't work. So,
oh,
there we go. Brogan Fairchild, Carlo, what are your favorite quotes from Smokey and the Bandit? You must have watched it by now, since it's required viewing when you move to the South. Have you ever seen Smokey and the Bandit?
No, I
Dude.
actually looked at this one question earlier.
Okay.
And Mom, have you seen this? She has, but
well, of course she has. Yeah.
She's seen everything. But requirement.
She's a woman of culture.
Do you think it's a requirement when I move down here to
watch
it?
Yeah, you should have definitely have watched it by now. So
nobody informed me.
We need to have like a movie day and just come watch Smokey and the Bandits. All right, so I'll give you some of mine. Like there's a whole scene with where it's like, hold up on a car wash there, gentlemen. That's one. Now he's like where he says, now don't go home and don't go to the bathroom and don't play with yourself here on my highway. It wouldn't look right. You can think about it, but don't do it. That's one. There ain't no way you're the product of my loins. When I get home, I'm gonna punch your mama right in the mouth. Needs to be
What's
on
this
there.
show about?
It's about a guy driving from Atlanta to Texas to pick up 100 cases of Coors back when Coors wasn't available east of the Mississippi, and trying to drive it back. And there's a sheriff chasing it. It's difficult to explain.
Okay.
CSUN, old legends never die. They just gain weight. And his son says, looks like a legend and an out-of-work bum got a lot of like, Daddy. That one. But basically anything Big Enos and Little Enos say in this movie is going to be on there. He's like, I'd like to kick his ass just once. That's got to be on there. Was it hard finding matching suits and a 64 extra fat and a 12 dwarf? I've used that one many times.
That's good.
Gosh. I give me a Diablo sandwich and a Dr. Pepper and put a rush on it. I'm in a damn hurry. That's got to be on there. What do you want, Junior? Some hush puppies. We ain't got time for that. I can't say the next word. So that's maybe the most quotable movie ever is Smokey and the Bandit. So yes, you should watch it.
Have you seen Tropic Thunder?
I have.
That's
that is
quotable.
also a very quotable movie.
Yeah.
Step back and literally, yeah, I can't say the rest, but that
never.
That's one of the great. That might be the greatest cameo in any movie. Is Tom Cruise in that
Dude,
movie?
I didn't realize someone had to tell me that was him.
Yeah. That's my point. Like that is not a role you would expect Tom Cruise to ever take. That's not the way you would expect him to look. That's not the way you expect him to act. It's phenomenal. That's got to be on there.
It can never be made again here.
What do you mean, you people? What do you
what
mean?
What do you mean, you people? Are we cool, man?
Yeah,
not really.
You went full. You can't say.
Yeah,
never go full.
I was going there earlier.
Yeah,
but
I can't do that. Also from Brogan, at what age is it appropriate to start wearing Nike Monarchs? 38? 38 is probably about right. That's you're starting to get into your 40s.
Ah,
Yeah, that's the old school. That's the
that's the
dad.
mowing the grass, that's doing the barbecue. Yeah, I
Yeah,
get it.
yeah, yeah.
38?
38 works
I
for me.
think you gotta have a four in front of that.
I think at 38, you're trending towards your 40s. At that point, you probably have a teenage child. So
No. Okay, yeah. In the
I did
South, you
not. So
have a kid in
when I was
college.
38, my oldest was 8. So
Okay.
I was getting there. I'm sorry. Also here from Hunter King. Hunter asks, when driving, how many identical turns does the car behind you need to make before you start wondering if they're following you? I think after the third one, I'm like, what's going on here?
I think it a lot largely matters on, where you're going and stuff. Like if you're downtown somewhere or whatever, like you're fine. But if you're like in a country back road, I would say like two or three. If you're in a downtown thing, if it's like,
Downtown, yeah.
yeah.
It's because it's downtown.
Now
But you're right.
you're alone on the road. It's nighttime,
Yeah.
and you're going like say your house or something. It's kind of
You're on
out
a
there.
two-lane country road and they
Yeah.
follow you twice, they turn twice with you. You need to be aware of your surroundings.
You need to, you need to, your ears need
Eyes
to
and
go.
ears. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Good call. Good call. Also from Hunter, what are the chances that Pat McAfee ever goes back to Rocco's? So did I miss this? Basically, they didn't treat him like the big wig he wants to perceive himself to be, and
No.
he didn't like that.
He went in there because he obviously went to West Virginia and he
Right.
was to buy a bunch of shots and stuff. And apparently his team didn't call ahead that they were going. He just showed up.
Yeah.
And the general manager was so mad. They're like, "Oh, you're this way. Like, you guys should have called." And he asked him like three times, like, "How do you want me to buy the shots? Like, I have a check and everything." He goes, "Card's fine," and just kind of like shoved him in the corner. And then he thought that all the shots were made in house and like it was authentic, and company makes them and ships them in
Right.
boxes. So, like,
So hold on then. I'm on Pat McAfee's side then,
at
because
1,000%.
yeah, I've been saying that for years. Like this thing, like I understand that Rocco's is tied it to charity and they do good work, they donate a lot of money, but let's not act like this is a real competition. You have rich people show up, they buy 5,000 shots, nobody drinks them. They're not real Jell-O shots, they're pre-made. Yeah, 100%. McAfee's in the right there. Now that
Yeah.
said, in the year of our Lord 2026, I want to pay with a check is a little weird.
Well, he's donating a lot of money.
Okay, well,
He
that's
can't
fine.
max, he would be maxing out his credit card like eight times or something.
I like that. Like, card's fine. That's fine.
Yeah, like come on, man.
Yeah.
There's a whole thing on Twitter of him talking about it, but he was not happy.
All right. Davis Holiday says, I ran into Brooks last week and he mentioned his solo home runs can't beat you takes that he frequently mentions. Brooks Bryan does say that a lot. I reminded him of a moment 20 years ago when he was coaching our travel team when we pl were playing on a field too small for our age group. He gave us the don't walk people and solo home runs can't beat you speech. The other team proceeded to deposit about 15 bombs over that short fence. After the game, he was almost laughing and saying, I guess sometimes solo home runs can beat you. Have you ever been spanked so bad in a sports game that your coach could do nothing but laugh after? No, my coaches tend to have the opposite reaction. When we got spanked, it's like, we're going to get the crap beat out of us at practice on Monday. So.
Yeah, I had more of that approach too. I mean, I don't know about laughing. I remember I lost a playoff game to somebody in like eighth grade football. It wasn't anything crazy. And it was like 43 to nothing or something. And I remember the coach after was like,
Trying to think, what's the worst loss I took?
"Oh, basketball, I took some real heaters.
I didn't play basketball.
I was on a real, I was on a bad team seventh grade and we got spanked, man. Oh my goodness."
If I had played basketball at St. Al, I would have taken some really bad beatings because our basketball team was terrible. It was awful.
Probably
And
guys.
I remember one game they lost. The other team, Durant, had two guys who played at state. One guy was like 6'7", and our center was like 6'1". And I think the final score was like 108-50 or something like that. It was bad.
I've been in part of one of those games where they get over triple digits and you look like, "Wow, we only scored 55 points? Whoa."
I'm trying to think the worst football. We lost a game. Was I a junior? We lost to somebody 46-6.
Ooh.
That was a bad one. We bounced back though. We bounced back. We ended up having a winning season, but
Yeah,
that was a
you probably had the game winning touchdown the next day or
buddy.
next week.
I didn't score touchdowns.
Were you in the
I had to
trenches?
block
Yeah,
for touchdown.
you were in the trenches.
Yeah.
Let me see that 3-point stance, Brian.
I can the next time I see you. I'm not gonna do it here on camera because there's no way to get the camera to work. I will. I'll get down to 3 point for you.
All right. Whoa.
So I played. I was a tackle, so I was a little bit more of a 2 point stance most of the time. But
okay.
So, anyway, what else we got here? That's not one. Okay. Ford Polk has a question. Brian, your whole Hogan impression last week was on point. Why? Thank you. When Will East, who's my boss, he had to produce the show last week while Borky was out. And whenever he does that, he likes to give himself an entrance, right? And so I asked him, I was like, Are you gonna do something? He's like, yeah. So I said, okay, I'll set you up. And next thing I know, Real American is playing. So I did my Hogan impression. And that I did it long enough that my throat was so sore. I almost could, like, I was like, oh God, I'm not gonna be able to do the show. I gotta do 3 hours of radio here and I can't talk. So I had to text my daughter Aislinn and be like, hey, go buy me a bag of, I have them right here, of honey lemon cough drops, because I gotta do something here. And thankfully I got through it, but
real warrior over here.
Yeah,
anything to get through it, man.
You gotta do what you gotta do. And that was a tough one. Anyway, from now actual questions from Ford. What are the dumbest fan bases you've come across on Twitter? I'm going to agree with Robbie Falk, who's no longer with us, by the way. South Carolina women's basketball fans are ridiculous. They're so bad. So bad. Like, because they just can't accept any criticism. And this goes back to, there was a time, this happened to Robbie, where he tweeted out, like, South Carolina tweeted out something, I forget who the player was. It may have been, who's the one that's, Aaliyah, what's her name? She plays for the Fever.
Boston.
Yeah. I don't remember if she was a freshman at the same time Rekia Jackson was when she was at State. They tweeted out something like, she's the freshman leading the SEC in scoring. And Robbie just tweeted out, I was like, actually, Rekia Jackson leads this SEC in scoring. And people were like, it was like they did, like he went on there and said the N-word. It was the most unbelievable, like, reaction to it. So that's one. Honestly, the answer is any burner account. Like, because they think they're funny, they aren't. And you can't, if you joke back at them, you're the problem. It's just annoying. It's just annoying. So that, okay. I would say, South Carolina women's basketball. Oklahoma football fans, I've gotten into them a couple times. It's like, why?
Really?
It just happens. Yeah, sometimes I'll just tweet something, and the next thing I know, they're in the mentions. The LSU fans are getting that way because of Kiffin.
Oh yeah.
And prior to that, obviously the Ole Miss fans are just the answer for me because of who I am. So, is there a Big Ten one that you've had to deal with in the past?
Honestly. I mean, I would say Illinois, if anything. They kind of, when we were in college.
Illinois, really?
Yeah, they were always trying to make IU-Illinois a huge rivalry, and everyone was like, dude, no, like we beat you guys every time. Now they've taken our number the last few times, but we did beat them 63-9, I think, during football. I don't know. That was one of the Big Ten that really got me, but I've honestly had more down here than anything. LSU, man. LSU and Florida. When that Kiffin stuff was going on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, with the Kiffin stuff. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Florida fans and LSU fans were just, oh, my gosh, blowing up everybody's Twitter that covered anything Kiffin-related, and it was so
– I didn't have that problem as much. But like, recently with the Juice Kiffin thing, I said some stuff, and people were like – these LSU fans were like, oh, but it was cool, and he was at Ole Miss. And I was like, buddy, you're barking
– nobody do.
Well, I was just – no, never mind that. I was like, buddy, you're barking up the wrongest tree, all right? I've never said anything Kiffin did was cool. I thought it was dumb then. It's dumb now. I've been consistent. So
yeah.
Linton Gilmer asked us, if you redid the greatest Bulldog bracket, which athletes from the past 5 to 6 years would make the bracket this time? Which current players might you include when they graduate or go pro? So when COVID happened, we had to have content on this podcast. So I created a 64-man Bulldog greatest Mississippi State athlete bracket. You'll never guess who won.
I'm assuming Dak.
You're correct.
Yeah.
So Who would I have added since 2020?
Hubbard.
Okay. Who? Hubbard, for sure, would be on the list. Tanner Allen.
Yeah.
Will Bednar. Landon Sims. Probably all going to make the list.
Hunter Hines probably got to be on there, too.
I mean, the lack of postseason success hurts him.
Yeah, but he's what, second in home runs? He's ahead.
He's ahead. I get that. I'm just saying, though. Ace Reese might have made it, to be honest with you.
Two really good years, yeah.
Yeah. Anybody else in basketball since 2020 would have made it?
Maybe Cameron.
Cam Matthews could have made it. Tolu Smith might have. I mean, they've been lower seeds, but they could have made it. Football, I mean, Will Rogers would have made it. He would have been a low seed, but he's got to be on there.
He left before. Oh, no, he didn't leave before. No, I'm wrong.
Who?
When was his last year at State? 22?
23.
23, okay. Because then he went to Washington. Okay, I got it.
So he would have been on there. Emmanuel Forbes would be on there. Yeah. He'd have been on the list.
Not now, but Kelly Jones, if he has another good year.
Yeah. Maybe. Kelly Jones would be, what do you say, like when they go pro, Kelly Jones? If he has another year like that, would be on there. We'll see if Kamario can get there. But, yeah, there would have been some additions. Made it even more difficult. It was difficult enough to try to get to try to get 64. So
there's another question from Ford Polk that I thought was really.
Oh, where are we with four here?
The last question,
Carlo. What would you say you do here?
Yeah, I read that one earlier, and I thought that was funny. I ponder the meaning of life. I do a lot of thinking.
Yeah,
I said my mom golden retriever videos.
Yeah,
on Instagram. No, that's what my mom told me to say, but. I mean, between this and WCBI, I work my butt off. I go to club four.
This is hold on. I got some bad news for you.
Huh? No.
There's a reference. You're not getting the reference here.
Ooh.
It's from Office Space.
Hmm.
So, what do you say you do here?
I've seen that too. That's the news.
Where he meets with the two Bobs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen
that. There you go. So we're gonna have to mark you down for that one. All right, let's do the mascot challenge, then we'll move into the break here. Matt McCann, mascot challenge, College World Series upset edition. Name these teams whose first College World Series win came against an SEC team. Kent State versus Florida in 2012.
Oh, what are they? There's some weird thing. Do you know it?
I do.
It's like something yellow. It's blue and yellow.
You're on the right path.
Give me a hint.
It's a weather phenomenon.
It's got to be like something with lightning, I guess.
Yes. They're the Golden Flashes.
That is a great name. I had no idea.
So my high school was the Purple Flashes.
Oh, okay.
Coastal Carolina. This is an easy one. I thought it was. You don't know what Coastal's?
Dude, they're irrelevant. I'm going to say it.
How dare you talk about our friend Chris Lemonis in that fashion?
Okay, they've been relevant 3 days.
All right. Coastal has a national title in the.
I know. Series. They were in the World Series. They were in the final last year.
2 years ago, yeah.
Well, give me a hint. I should know this one.
It's a version of a Gamecock. Oh, my God. I can't believe you don't know it.
Oh, no idea.
They're the Chanticleers.
Yeah, I would have never gotten that.
All right. Cal State Fullerton, who beat Arkansas in 1980.
No clue.
Really? They're the Titans.
How do you know all this?
Because I follow college sports closely.
I will say, I've only been a college sports follower for probably 6 years now. So
Troy, I forgot who they beat in 26. Please remind me. They beat Ole Miss. They beat Ole Miss just the other day. But what is Troy's mascot?
They're the Trojans?
That's correct. And then also, bonus question, who is the only number four regional seed to win a national title, and who did they beat in the College World Series finals? Do you know?
I didn't even know what 4-1, honestly.
And Fresno State is the answer.
What year?
2008, I believe. They beat Georgia.
Oh, sorry, Miss Lightning.
Yeah. Oh. All right. Let's move in. What now?
Sorry, I was just saying that's crazy.
What is that noise behind you? Is somebody running a fan? What's going on?
So, Washer, do you want me to move?
It's a like the washing machine.
Yeah.
You might need to move. It's annoying. All right. While he's doing that, let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoke Meats in the heart of the Cotton District, the place to find smoked Southern soul food, the place when you're looking for great choices for lunch and for dinner, you need to head over to Two Brothers and see my friends over there. Fantastic food. Now the lighting there, no good. You gotta have no light behind you. Yeah, that's good. That's good. All right. Let's hear it. Turn unmute.
Hello?
Can I hear you?
Hello.
All right, can I hear you now?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I think we're good. I think we're good.
Sweet.
And it'll be good if you go to Two Brothers and enjoy a great meal there. He was asking earlier about the best burger. The older brother. The older brother has the best burger and fries in town. If you don't take my word for it, just go eat. Two Brothers Smoke Meats and the older brother. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for over 50 years. Are you looking for technology for your business? A new copier, printer, laptops, computers? Go see our friends at Advantage Business Systems. Not only will they sell you the best possible product, they're going to give you the best possible service. Service after the sale. That's how you differentiate a business you want to do business with versus the ones you don't. 50 years of doing it tells you that Advantage Business Systems knows how to take care of their customers. 601-362-9192 or visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Maroon & Co. is the place to go. Are you looking for great Mississippi State gear? Maroon & Co. has it. If you're here in the Starkville or Golden Triangle area, you're still looking for that great gift for dad, go see my friends over at Maroon & Co. They'll get you taken care of with a brand new polo, hat, hoodie, whatever it is the dad's looking for, they've got it at Maroon & Co. Use our promo code THUNDER15 to save 15% off regular price. Some exclusions do apply. Before you go to your next Mississippi State sporting event, for your next trip to Starkville, you need to head to Maroon & Co. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden, again, we were just saying with the dad theme here, that is the place to find a gift for dad. It doesn't matter what dad likes to do on the weekend, Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden has the gift that he's looking for. Tremendous selection of power tools, rifles, shotguns, fishing rods and reels for if he's an outdoorsman. A great selection of grills if he wants to cook out. And if he's a guy who keeps that yard looking tip-top, a John Deere zero-turn mower will certainly make dad a happy man on Father's Day. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo, they have what dad wants for less. Good Hope Land and Timber, if you're a landowner in the state of Mississippi, that's the name to know. They can help you manage your land, help you keep everything going the way you want it. If you have questions, you're like, hey, I got a lot of timber here. What do I need to do? How can I manage that? How do I keep it sustainable? But how do I make the most money off of it? Good Hope Land and Timber is here to answer all of those questions for you. They are experts in their field. Make them experts in your field with a quick phone call. If you're trying to buy or sell land, still make that phone call because they can certainly make that purchase happen for you. 601-442-9888 or visit them online at g-hope.com. Locally trusted, landowner approved, Good Hope Land and Timber. All right, back into it here. Dalton Lee, the World Cup vibes are off the charts here in the U.S. for the World Cup. With the U.S. excluded, what visiting nation would you love to party with based on the videos you've seen? All right. Single Brian would say Brazil, by the way, because for obvious reasons. The Brazilian women are S-tier women.
Don't get yourself in trouble here, Brian.
She's not listening. I think the Norwegians, those people look like they're having a good time. And there's no way they can't put it away, right? The Germans feel like an obvious choice here. The Scottish are probably the correct answer, though. They are tearing it up in Boston right now.
Yeah, I was going to say Scottish for sure.
Yeah. I know a couple of Scots, too, so we can get them in on it.
The whoever Freddie is that's visiting and trying.
He's German, yeah.
Yeah, the answer is that guy. That guy having a great time.
As he should. I feel like if Twitter had been a thing and social media had been a thing in 1994, you would have had a lot of this too. There's probably a lot of people who came in 1994 and they're like, oh yeah, it's great. So, and Bucky's really didn't exist in 1994. So there you go. Where are we here? Our good friend Brian McDuff. Who decides on t-shirt tags? Is there some sort of t-shirt tag lobby? The print it directly on the material approach is perfectly fine, as is the easy tearaway. Yet some shirts have gone the other way with huge ones or even multiple ones. And don't even get me started on the hip tag. Who wants that material jabbing them in the side? It is, in the year of our Lord 2026, the fact that everybody doesn't have just the printed on wash instructions is silly. Also, why do we need wash instructions anymore? If you don't know how to wash clothes at this point,
tap the brakes there, my friend.
Okay.
There's some of us that just learned how to do laundry 6 years ago, a little bit.
Did you read the shirt, or did someone show you how to do it?
Show.
That's what I'm saying. They don't need it anymore.
I fell into my own trap.
Yeah.
You know who doesn't have tags on the back of their shirts? Section 103.
That is correct. That is correct. They are of the, so McDuff, check that out. Promo code TL10. You can save yourself a little money. Get yourself a very cool shirt.
Lob the jam there, Brian.
It'll work. Andrew Norwood, you're in charge of a group of 10 Scottish fans for 2 days prior to a theoretical World Cup game being held at Davis-Wade Stadium. Name the top three locations in the Golden Triangle you would bring them to. The Pony? No, I'm just kidding. I'd be like, stay away. Stay away in all circumstances.
At like 2 o'clock p.m.
Where would I take them here? The landing? What? No?
No.
It's the biggest the biggest bar in town.
Is it your favorite bar in town, Brian?
I don't really have a favorite bar. My favorite bar in town closed years ago, so.
I'm not taking them to the landing.
I'm taking them to Rick's?
I know a lot of people that work there. I just, that place is okay.
Taking them to Rick's? You shouldn't. You know, you never know who's going to advertise with us. You really shouldn't just bring people down like that.
No, I mean, I go to the landing. I'm not above it.
So what Rick's?
Well, Rick's, if
we get some live music going,
yeah, if they got live music going, yes.
All right. All right.
Dave's might not be a bad place too.
Oh, Dave's is actually probably the best choice now that I think about it. Okay. Dave's, so Dave's, and then for food, we're going to Obie's, and they're going to eat an alligator po' boy.
Oh, you had me and you lost me.
Well, just get fried catfish and everything else. Plenty of Southern choices there. And then we'll probably go to Two Brothers and you know, eat the menu there. So, yeah, there we go.
Yeah, I love Two Brothers.
All right, there we go. Jay Nichols, what's the difference in terms of misery between covering a loss in football and covering a loss in baseball for Mississippi State? Football is so much worse.
1,000%.
Because it's like it's a full day, and it's just, you know, baseball, there's 60 games, right? You expect to lose some baseball games. When you lose a game in football, and it's just work. And also right now with the fan bases, like State fans are just tired of Levy. But with O'Connor, he's got everybody still on their side. So, like, whenever there's a loss, my Twitter mentions are just like, when are we going to fire this guy? It's awful.
Well, in every sport, it's like that with these people.
Well, yeah, but it's different in football because I might agree with them.
Oh, okay.
You know, in baseball, when somebody was like, O'Connor just doesn't get it, I'd be like, get the hell out of here. You don't know what you're talking about. But football is different. Football is so much worse. Like, look, just watch my post-game shows from the football season. You know, like, when State, especially the Texas one.
Oh, man, that was a rough press conference, man. That was It was silent. Yeah, I could hear a pin drop, and that one was really
That was
bad.
A rough one. So, Anthony, I'm sorry, Broadchick. After every catastrophic State loss last year, speaking of, Levy had the most hilarious/terrified look on his face every post-game presser. What are some of the best, funniest State post-game press conferences moments you have witnessed? Obviously, Moorhead after the Egg Bowl, where he said we're going to have to drag his Yankee ass out of here, and he was gone a month later. That's one. Mike Leach, where he talked about people evolving without hands, way up there. I was so happy to be a part of that. That was one.
I have to look at that one. I've never seen that.
It's incredible. It's incredible. I was sitting next to our friend Stefan, and we just shared a glance. We're like, oh, we're on the ride right now. I stopped typing. I was like, I'm just gonna listen. Incredible. So that's up there. Ben Howland. They were playing, I think it was Ole Miss. They lost to Ole Miss at home. And in the first half, Robert Woodard Jr. had like 12 points and 5 rebounds. Ole Miss could not stop him. And then he didn't play in the second half. And after the game, Howland was just like, I guess I forgot to put him in. Like, what? That's one. We used to have a game with Howland with where I would set the over under on how many times he would say phenomenal. And we would just, so you would, if you watched me in the press conference, he would talk and he'd be like, and I thought that Reggie Perry played phenomenal tonight. And I'd just be like, let's put up a finger. And, you know, it was usually like two, after a win, you could get maybe four out of him. And after a loss, it was usually like two. So I'd set it 2.5, 3.5, something like that. That's one. We've talked about it before. It's not an after game press conference, but when Vic Schaefer told Robbie to come out in the hall and talk to him for a minute and chewed him out. That's a hilarious one. We were sitting.
I didn't know that happened.
So we were sitting there, and like he finishes up the press conference. Vic Schaefer press conference were a joy to be a part of, and he finishes up and he stands up. He's like, Robbie, come outside with me, brother. And you know, like when you were a kid and the teacher would make somebody, and you'd be like, oh,
yeah,
that's what it was like. We were all like, oh my God. And so they're gone for a few minutes, and Robbie comes back in and he's just grinning. And I was like, what did he say? He was mad that the front page of the sports section wasn't about women's basketball when it was like the same week as a big football thing. And he said, Schaefer was like, you don't think that Dawn Staley and Gino Auriemma are pointing that out to recruits that we don't care about college, women's basketball here? And Robbie was like, no, coach, I don't think that's
wow.
So that was one. I had a moment. I'll tell this story now about Vic. The last press conference I ever covered for Vic was they beat Ole Miss in women's basketball in Oxford. And he just owned Ole Miss towards the end. Like the games were not close. And after, so we go to the press conference, Coach Yeo comes out first. This is like her second year at Ole Miss, maybe her first. And she's talking about how, you know, we want to get to where Mississippi State is and we want to have that. And then Vic does his press conference. And then afterwards, it's me and I think Robbie and Tyler Horka are out there, and Vic comes out, and he's like, we're waiting on the bus, and we're just sitting there talking to him. And he goes, did you hear what she said about getting her program where mine is? Like, she needs to worry about winning a game. Like, at that point, they had not won a game in the SEC.
Oh, wow.
And he's like, that ain't never going to happen. And then, of course, he was gone a month later. So, and it has happened. You know, Coach Yeo's done a good job building up that program. But he laughed at her. I thought that was hilarious. He's like, what? Because I mean, she said that coming off of State had beaten them by like 30 points.
Oh, jeez.
So that's one. I don't really have a great baseball one with Lamonis, except for the time where he got mad at Robbie about – what did Robbie say? Robbie said something like, it seemed like this, and Lamonis took it the wrong way, and they had a little back and forth. I don't exactly remember what it was, though. So, there you go. You got one?
Yeah. Now, hold your horse here. It's not State. It's Ole Miss. But the Kiffin press conference after this Egg Bowl last
this one,
year,
yeah.
The one with Ben Garrett getting chewed out.
Yeah.
That exchange. That was the craziest press conference I've ever been a part of.
Go ahead.
So, Ben Garrett, obviously, you know, said the thing on his show. And then Kiffin goes, like, if you're going to call me a hoe or whatever, say it to my face or whatever. In the press conference, he starts calling out Ben Garrett, and then Ben interrupts him and says, I didn't say this. It says the full line of what he said, and then he said, because you're acting like one. And the SID was like, all right, we're just gonna move on. And now apparently they're cool. But that was my craziest one so far. That was unbelievable.
I was not at the press conference where the guy snuck in and pretended to be a member of the media to ask Mullen if he was staying. I was not at that one, unfortunately.
That happened?
Yes. This guy, he was wearing like overalls. Like, he's just some old dude. And it was after the Egg Bowl. State had lost. The rumors were that Mullen was leaving. And he's like, Coach Mullen, are you going to stay here and continue to build this program, or are you leaving? And Mullen's like, ah, well, you know. And so everybody's like, who the hell? This is all I've heard. Like, who the hell is that? So Bill Martin, the SID, goes over, is like, excuse me, who are you with? He's like, oh, I'm with Channel 5 News. He wasn't, apparently he just saw the media walking in and just came in with them. Like nobody stopped him. Like we really got to get better on our security, I guess. But
did he ask him that after the question? Or was it after the press conference? Like, hey, who
like
are you with?
He came over to him right after the question. But he got the question in.
Did he get kicked out?
I believe so, yeah. So
that honestly, that is
that's a good
hilarious.
One, yeah. All right, Rob Montgomery. I know of a person who had the name Benjamin Dover. That's a tough one.
Jeez.
What's the most unfortunately named person you've ever known of personally? There was a guy in the Vicksburg phone book whose name was Elmer Fudd.
Ooh.
And we used to call him and be like, hello. You know, where's that Wask Willie Wabbit? Used to do that. I'm trying to think, do I know anybody else? Oh, I knew a girl whose name was her before she was married. Her name was Kimberly Wimberly.
Oh, it sounds like
That's a tough, like, come on, your last name is Wimberly. You can't name your daughter Kimberly. You just can't.
Oh my God, that sounds like an ice cream flavor, like or
I'll take
something.
two scoops of Kimberly Wimberly.
Hey, I mean, does it kind
I
of?
guess.
That's weird.
That's a weird one. You got a
I
good
don't
one?
know. Anyone with the name Richard or Dick, I feel like it's just cooked. They're just done. That is not a cuss word. Those are people's names,
I know.
Brad.
I'm just saying. Join me for tomorrow at 8:05 a.m. I'm on Mornings with Richard Cross.
Yeah, I mean that's an example.
Yeah, I know. I get it. T says, "What were each of your first TV appearances like? What was your first one?"
Have you been on WCBI before? Wow, I'll
Couple
bring you back.
times.
I'll bring you back up.
I was on with Robbie Donahoe. He did a live spot with me at the Hump. We were just talking about basketball. And then I was on Andrea Self's show when she still
Yeah.
had that. I did, me and Robbie were on there because she wanted to do a segment about podcasting. But that's not, neither one of those were my first TV appearance. I'm gonna blow
Yeah.
your mind with what my first one was.
Go ahead.
I was on SportsCenter.
You talked?
They did a
Whoa.
story on Mississippi State football when they went to number one, and they came to my, when I worked for Bulldog Sports Radio, they came to my studio and interviewed me, and that was my first time on TV.
Wow. That is the top of the mountain there, Brian. That is awesome. I actually still have the video of my first time anchoring at WCBI, and man, that kid needed some work. It was rough. I think that was the first time. If we're talking about first time I've been seen on a TV, I was covering a women's basketball game. It was Indiana UConn, and like the announcers were like, I was perfectly in the middle of them. So every time that they'd flash the light at the announcers, show them on camera. I mean, they're getting my face too. But first time talking was October 23rd of 2024. And John Sokoloff threw me in the fire early, and it was that was one of the hardest days of work I've ever had. But yeah, it was
All right, I just sent you a text. This is a
I don't.
much fatter version of me, though. You don't have your phone?
No, it's over there.
Oh, well,
I'll
when
look at
you
it.
can look at it, yeah, I'm much fatter in that picture, but you'll get a kick out of it. I'm also, how old was I? I would have been 30. I've been 40. 39 in that picture. Also from T, what is your go-to karaoke song?
Ooh. See, there's a couple of them. Sweet Child of Mine would be
Really? You sing that?
wow. Yeah,
Oh,
that would
God.
be, I have before, probably
Okay.
wasn't good, but
Okay.
you know, I had some help there.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I haven't done it before, but I would love to sing Purple Rain by Prince.
That's a long song, though. That's like 8 minutes.
Oh,
It's a
yeah,
tough
but
one.
you're not talking for most of it.
Yeah. My go-tos are Centerfold by the Jay Giles Band and Trashy Women by Confederate Railroad.
I gotta hear you sing that one.
Yeah, well, if you give me the karaoke, I'll be happy to sing it. Alexandra Watson asked us, which letter is silent in the word sent?
They got
I vote for the C. The C is silent. Because I was sent. Yeah, I'm going with the S.
a really clever question.
It is. That's very clever. She's a clever girl.
I'm gonna go with the C.
Okay. Very good. Wade Jones. Brian Haydad doesn't have to answer this question because I already know. You sure do, Wade. What's the fat, Carla? What's the fastest you've ever driven or been in a car?
120.
I've got you beat.
What are you?
144.
Oh my gosh. Were you driving?
No. I'll tell you to get off the air.
Oh my gosh, Brian.
We were going, yeah. Ed Kushia asked, I hope that's a real name. If NIL of today had been around when Dak was playing, how many seasons would he have been in Starkville? Just four. He would have gone on to the NFL. He got drafted by the NFL, Dallas Cowboys.
He would have made a lot more money, but he
would have made a lot. He made a ton of money. He'd have been rich before he left school. Rob Hadaway with some questions. Having just returned from a long weekend in San Francisco, I watched the title sequence for the first season of Full House, and it seems like without trying, we went to nearly everything that was shown. Carlo, have you ever watched Full House?
I mean, I've seen a few episodes of it, but
counts. That counts. That counts.
Hey, come on now, click that pen.
Oh, okay, you're right. I will. I'll give you that one. So it's 9-5 no right now. There we go.
That's not bad.
It's not
24.
Yeah. Now that his powers have been demonstrated with the Knicks, how do we get Danhausen to uncurse Mississippi State football? Well, it's pretty simple. Money. You just got to pay him. You give him $100. All right, 100. Give me $100 American. I'll uncurse them. Danhausen here. Love that Danhausen. Also from Rob, would the College World Series format be better if losing sent you to the opposite side of the bracket? No, you can't. How would that work?
Like you can't really touch it. I think it's perfect as it is.
Yeah, don't mess with it. Jay in Baltimore, looking back on the season, would you trade seasons with Ole Miss? You make it Omaha and go 2-out, but you would have to suffer through four losses to the Rebels. Hosting, making the Super, and four wins versus Ole Miss makes it a tough choice. I disagree. I think it's an easy choice. The goal is to get to Omaha. I would much rather have gone to the College World Series. It would suck to lose those four games, but ask yourself this. As a Mississippi State fan, are you really talking a lot of smack to Ole Miss fans right now? They just went to Omaha.
Yeah.
I would say, up until they got to the College World Series, State was the clear answer. But
absolutely. I cover both teams, obviously, which I know people were mad about that earlier this week.
They'll get over it.
I will say State was – I State is far and away, I think, the best
State was the better team.
And Mississippi, too. I know Southern and
never
got – bigger seed, but
State was the better team, but Ole Miss had the better season because they went to Omaha.
Yeah, I would agree. I also didn't see that coming. I covered them. They're 15-15 conference play. They had such an up and down year.
Yeah,
their run was unexpected.
Absolutely.
I would agree with you, Brian.
Brendan Morrow asks, with the World Cup kicking off, I was thinking, what college football coach would do the best job managing the U.S. men's national team? Cignetti. As an easy choice. That guy's just a winner. Like, he understands how to win. So he'd figure it out.
I remember when he got hired, obviously no one knew anything about him, came from the Sun Belt. He would post pictures on Twitter at like 4 a.m, just in his office, and have like top three things on his like notebooks, like get better players, find ways to win, do whatever it takes. And he's like, good morning. And it's like fresh December 22nd. He's like coached the game for 8 months, and we're like, let's go.
Who would have guessed? So
nobody.
The Mangum Cafe says, Carlo, I don't hate you. I just love using the mistakes were made line as much as possible. You say something silly, I say my line. Will y'all evaluate the 24 and 25 baseball class? I think you and Robbie did it up to 23. I mean, we can come back to it later. I don't have those numbers right in front of me, so. I hate to end the rumblings like that, but that's the last question. So there we go. All right. Tomorrow's show is all about the Egg Bowl. We're starting our opponent previews. I talked to Michael Borky earlier today, so that interview is already done. Carlo and I will cover up. We're going to talk about Mississippi State versus Ole Miss and how important this game is going to be this year. And can State find a way to win it? We'll talk about that on tomorrow's show. Talk to you then. For Carlo Barone, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.